Okay. Keser Shem Tov, page 152. Let's see if we could finish this Torah today. It's one sentence. One sentence in the Baal Shem Tov. B'shem Ramban. It says in the Teichicha in Vayikran, Bechukaisai, Blei Sigal Navshi Escha. It's a very, very hard pasuk, and it's a famous Ramban. I'm going to look over it for a minute. The whole Teichicha is, of course, very difficult, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us some chizik by the Teichicha. And he says that despite all the horrible stuff you've just heard, which I think in English is probably translated literally is that my soul, Hashem says, my soul will not loathe you. So it's a very, very hard couple of words. Imagine a father, a parent is rebuking a child and tells him, you know, all kinds of terrible things, and it says, but at the end, I'm not going to hate you. My soul will not loathe you. I don't know if sigal is what they have, how they translate in the...
Abhor.
Oh, it's also not so gewaldig. My soul will not abhor you. So b'shem Ramban, v'leisigal nafshi eschem, l'kashir ri'i u'shmiya v'hiluch agashmi baruchni. Just the words, l'kashir ri'i u'shmiya, that based upon this Ramban, on the pasuk, which we'll see in a second, the Torah is teaching us that there's an avayda of v'leisigal nafshi eschem, is l'kashir ri'i u'shmiya, to bind together, to join together, the koach of ri'iyah, of seeing, and the koach of shmiyah, of listening, of hearing. V'hiluch hagashmi baruchni. To be able to uncover within the gashmi, within all that exists, within physical matter, the ruchni, the inner and deeper content, which is the ruach of Hashem. That, of course, is one of the big yisodis in Torah Sibol Shem. But we have no idea what this is talking about. So let's see, here the parish will be very helpful. Let's see. So Omer Rabbeinu, Nichra Chush Magashim, Omer Rabbeinu B'Shem Ramban, B'Perush Al-Hatar B'Bir, Losh Na'Posik, Ha'Omer Bav Tochaz Aschar Al-Kim HaMitzvus, where the Torah tells us that at the end of the day, with everything, if we try to keep mitzvahs, that I will place my shechina amongst you, or within you, and v'loy sigal nafshi eschem, and my soul will not be disgusted, will not abhor you. So in footnote 3, he brings the Ramban that we need. Ramban sham hikshal perish a pasuk lefi pshutai. Ein ruchi kotze b'chem. Ramban brings Rashi, and Rashi says, ein ruchi kotze b'chem, that my spirit will not be disgusted with you, will not be sick of you. That Hashem says, I won't be sick of you. Ein ruchi kotze b'chem. My ruach will not be sick of you, disgusted with you. So the Ramban writes over there, "V'le'adati ma'atam b'zeh shi'yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu." The Ramban says, "I don't understand. I don't understand. Ma'atam b'zeh. What's the reason shi'yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem Baruch Hu would say such a thing to us? Ki b'shamreinu kol ha'mitzvos, that despite all of the klalas, all of the terrible things, if we try to keep mitzvahs, so he's telling us something nice here, right? Hashem wants to give us some chizik." And he says that But if you keep the mitzvahs, life could be terrible. But if you keep the mitzvahs, you should know. He won't be disgusted with us. Lo yimas asano. Bigol nafshay, the abhorrence of his soul. Here Hashem is saying that if you keep mitzvahs, my soul will not be disgusted with you. But even mamish in the middle of the teichacha, in the middle of the teichacha, Hashem is already promised. It's a chadis bc Avram. I remember the bris that I made with Avram, and loy ma'astim, lo ga'altim, v'loy ga'altim. I will never be disgusted with you, and v'lo ga'altim, and I will not loathe you. Umikol shekein ba'isim b'tzaynay. So the told us, adds on to explain the Ramban. The Ramban's asking, umikol shekein, why is the Torah to say that if you keep the mitzvahs, lo sigal anav she'eschem? In the middle of the teichah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, Lo ma'astim, lo galtim. No matter what happens, you should know, no matter how terrible things get, and no matter what punishments are brought upon you, you should know, Lo ma'astim, lo galtim. I'm never, ever going to be goel you. You'll never be a goel nefesh to me. I'll never be disgusted with you. So now, when we're keeping the mitzvahs, and the Torah says, if you're going to keep the mitzvahs, V'lei sigal nafshi yeshem, I won't be disgusted with you.
What's goel nefesh?
Yeah, that's the same thing. Loathing, abhorrence. So what's the Ramban's answer? The footnote has a whole shmuz in Pachid Yitzhak on this Ramban. It's a different mahalach, but it's a hard Ramban. I mean, the pasuk is hard, and the Ramban says something very, 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 very profound. It's hard to understand. The Ramban says, Aval ha'inyan soid misisri ha'Torah. The Ramban says this is a secret from the secrets of the Torah. Amar she'yitein mishkan b'seichenu. And not only that, but in the context of the pasuk, the pasuk starts off in such a great way. It says v'nasati mishkani b'seichichem. Right? I'm going to place my divine presence amongst you. So you can imagine how we felt great, right? Hashem says v'nasati mishkani b'seichichem. I'm going to place my divine presence amongst you. So when we heard those words, so the next thing you expect to hear is what? Because I love you. Because you're the best. Again, it's like the person you love most says, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you. You know why? Because I mamas don't hate you. That's why I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you. Because I'm not sick. I'm not sick and disgusted with you. That's why I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you. You're going to say, okay, welcome. That's what the pasuk says. I'm going to spend the rest of eternity together with you. I'll dwell amongst you. Hashem says he's going to place the Shechina amongst us. Now here, he said, "V'hanefesh eshemimena yova hamishkan." V'hanefesh eshemimena yova hamishkan. Haynu hashchina atzma kehemshech divrei Ramban sham shemimena bo hashroa b'seichenu. How does the shechina dwell within a Jew? Through his soul. So the nefesh here, the Ramban is saying, when it says in pasuk, V'lo sigal nafshi, she says, "Nasati mishkani b'seichem." My mishkan is going to be within you. How is the mishkan of Hashem within a Jew? The nefesh of a Jew, the soul of a Jew, contains the mishkan of Hashem within a Jew. So he says, "Haynu hashchina asma kamshach divrei Ramban shemenu ba hashash b'seichenu lo sigal oisanu." Kikli shemagilin oisai bereischem. in order for you to, you're going to have forever my Shechina within you. My Mishkan is going to be within you, and the presence of that Mishkan within you will not, lo sigal, will not be like a kli that you're kashering for Pesach. Ki kli shemagilin osob roschen, hagola. Hagola's kelim means when you put something in boiling water, right? So the Ramban says, this is a side misisra Torah. V'nesati mishkani b'saychem. My soul is going to dwell within you. And v'sigal nafshi eschem. And that presence of the soul, of the mishkan within you, will not bring you to a state, or will not require, or will not bring you to a state where you will be like a pot that's put into boiling water. Hagolas kelim. That's the Ramban says. Which means what? So the Toldos adds the words lahashchis lochalis. It's not going to destroy you. When you put something into boiling water, there Rav Hutner speaks about kashing, about cleaning out and squeezing out all that doesn't belong. But here the Toldos says that you're going to have my Mishkan within you, and that presence of the Mishkan in your soul is not going to destroy you. It's not going to destroy you. Like Hagola that destroys the Isser, the tarfis that's inside the Kli, the Chometz in the Kli. So there are many ways to understand this. What the Ramban is saying is the same as Isser Torah. So let's go back to the Moshul of let's say a king moving into the house of an ish pashut, of a pashut mensch. The king moves in, and the king says, "V'nasati mishkani b'sarichem, I'm going to dwell with you. I'm going to live with you." So the poor person, the simple person, says, "I can't handle that." You know, he's thinking, "I'm not going to be able. That's going to destroy me. To have the king here." In my humble life is going to destroy me. So the king reassures this guy, that my presence is not going to suck the life out of you. You understand? It's not going to destroy you. My presence is not going to be like a Hagolas Caleb that's going to burn you and boil you and destroy you. Like it says over there, I will walk amongst you. Rashi says, like to take a tiyul together in Gan Eden. In other words, my presence in your life will not harm you. My presence in your life, my mishkan within you, is something that will be a blessing for you. It will be a bracha for you. V'leisigal nafshi eschem. It's not going to. My nefesh, kivyachol, the Shechina is saying, my soul within your soul. You're following, Chaver? My soul, Hashem's presence, my soul, is going to be within your soul. Within the soul of a Jew. So the feeling that you have is, I can't handle that. That's too much for me, that I can't handle that. That's good. That's going to, like, how am I going to go snowmobiling with that? Like in the winter and swimming in the summer. How do you live with that? So the Torah says, the Baruch Shalom says, no, Daganish, don't worry. My nefesh, when it's within your nefesh, is not going to be like a Hagolas Kalim. It's not going to destroy you like the boiling water destroys the chametz or the tarfis. In other words, you have chametz in you. You have tarfis in you. You're a human being. So my soul within your soul, you're afraid that that's going to you don't know what that's going to do to you. How's that going to live together within you, since you're chametzdik and you have tarfis in you? So the Baruch Shalom says it'll be okay. It'll be all right. We're going to work it out. My soul wants to dwell within your soul. I'm moving in with you. I'm moving in. It'll be okay.
It's still pretty negative compared to I'll bless you. It's not I'll bless you.
No, it's a very, it's a very, very, very deep bracha. It's a very, very deep bracha. That's the Ramban is saying. It's an amazing bracha. And the way that that happens, the way that we can dwell together with that, that we can be a container for the Shekhinah with all of our craziness, how could we be such a mishkan for the Shekhinah? The Teretz is, if you keep the mitzvahs. That's what the Pasuk is saying. That's what the Pasuk is saying. The Ramban's explaining that if you keep the mitzvahs, leisigal nafshi yesha. If you keep all the mitzvahs, you should know that if you put on tefillin and you keep Shabbos, my soul will dwell within your soul. Just do this stuff. My soul will dwell within your soul, and it's not going to ruin you. You'll be okay. If you don't do mitzvahs, but if you keep the mitzvahs, you're going to have the kelim to contain my infinite soul within you. You'll have the kelim. That's how you are going to be able to build kelim within yourselves. To have the mishkan of Hashem within you is through shmiras hamitzvos and v'leisigal nafshi eschem. And that way, nistader biyachad. It'll be beautiful. It'll be good. Not just nistader. It'll be gevaldig. That's the Ramban. So let's go back to the Perush. Again, Omer Rabbeinu B'Shem Ramban B'Perush Shel HaTorah B'Yiloshen HaPasuk. V'Nesati Mishkanim Yisayichim L'Yisayichim 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 Shetzorich Adam L'Kashe Kol Chushav HaGashmiyim. This is a very big Yisod in Torah Sabal Shem. That one must take all of his physical senses. The two most important are seeing and hearing. He must take these senses. Tzarech ha'odam l'kasha kol chushav ha'gashmi ri'i u'shmiya v'hiluch ha'gashmi and all physical matters in his life l'chabram u'la'achdam beruchani to bind and to attach them to that which is spiritual, to the ruchni. In other words, the Baal Shem HaKadosh is explaining to Ramban that when Hashem says, "Nesati mishkani b'seichem l'sigal nafshi eschem," that Hashem is giving us, it's an nesinas koach. It's like marching orders. And an nesinas koach, and giving us the ability to be in this physical world, to live in this physical world. And not only will the physical world not bring us away from him, but "Nesati mishkani b'seichem l'sigal nafshi eschem," that you're going to be able to be Kalim, that in every single aspect of your physical lives, you will be able to create a dwelling place for me. My presence will be felt in everything in your life. Can be. You have to work at it. But my presence can be felt with everything in your life. You say, what do you mean? What about the going back to the snowmobiling? I never did that, but it looks like fun. Going back to the snowmobiling in the winter, swimming, I've done. And the swimming in the summer. Going back to that stuff, I could do that stuff, and you're still going to be with me? And the Baruch Shalom says, 100%, it's not a blessing, 100% my soul is with you. If you know how to snowmobile, and you know how to swim like a Jew, anachnu biyachad. Don't do any averus. Don't do averus. Don't snowmobile on Shabbos. Don't snowmobile and knock the next guy off the mountain or something. Don't do any averus. Just do it nice. Remember that I'm here. That's okay. Go swimming? Sure, you go swimming this summer. Don't go to Jones Beach, you know? You be careful where you go swimming. To enjoy? Gesundheit, go swimming. And remember that I'm here. Remember that you contain within you a nefesh l'kis. You're a mishkan for my presence. Keep the mitzvahs. Live the right way. Remember that I'm there. And be mekadesh Shem Shemayim in everything that you do. And then v'nesati mishkani b'seichem l'sigal nafshi eschem. It won't squeeze you out, or it won't squeeze me out of your life. You could be in this world, live in this world, be part of the world, but take me with you in the world with everything that you're doing, with what you see, with what you hear, and kol hiluch hagashmi, and everything that you're doing, And there'll be no need for us to be separated, which is what Hagala does. There's no need for us to be separated. There's no need for anything to happen. Let's just finish this, please. L'chabim l'achdam baruchni, binyonim elu tefishem baruchni yisvichu. Shekein, kishem shiyesh l'odam chush shari yagashmiz. The same way that a person has a physical sense, ability to see, kach yesh l'mayla b'china ruchanis sharia, so too in Shemayim, or spiritually, there's a koch that's called seeing. There's a koch that's called seeing. Really, that's what the Rambam is talking about in the Mor Nevuchim. The premise upon which the Rambam began writing Mor Nevuchim is to explain things like, what does it mean when it says in the Torah that God hears and God sees? Because the Rambam, as you know, was like violently opposed to any physical representations of Hashem. I mean, he was anthropomorphism was something to him. The inyan of Gashmi of is the embodiment of Avodah Zarah with anything spiritual, right? It's the Rambam. So the Rambam is writing Mor Nevuchim to explain, what does that mean when God sees? So he explains, it doesn't mean that God has eyes like a person. It means Hashgacha Pratis, right? And so on. So in Chassidus and in Kabbalah, of course, it's also not eyes. But the Tzaddikim, the Mekubalim, go to a much, much, much deeper level when speaking of what it means when Hashem sees. And our ability to see is the counterpart of Hashem seeing. So we could either see things, in a plain physical way. We're going to talk about the Baruch Kukim at Shem this year. We could either see things in a plain physical way, or we could see things with Hashem's eyes. Like it says in the Pasuk, Einei Hashem el Tzadikim, right? So the simple meaning of the Pasuk, Einei Hashem el Tzadikim, Hashem watches over the Tzadikim. That's how the Rambam would say the Pasuk. Hashem watches over the there's a special Hashgacha by Tzadikim, because they're so good. So Hashem has a special way of watching the Tzadikim. And it was the Hashgacha Pratis by Tzadik, like Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim, the Hashgacha Pratis of a Tzadik is higher than a regular guy. No, he's on a higher place. He gets it's a different program. So the Tzadik is Ein Hashem Tzadik, Ein Hashem Tzadikim. But the Mekubalim, the Tanur Hashem, they learn that Ein Hashem Tzadik means that the Tzadik has Hashem's eyes. Ein Hashem Tzadik, the Tzadik has the eyes of Hashem. Well, it's his way, the Tzadik's way of looking at things is different. Regular people look at things with fleshige Augen, fleshige eyes. The Tzadik looks at things with Ein Hashem. What says the Navi Yeshayah says, Su'u meroi meinechem, lift your eyes up to heaven. Re'ei and see, mi bara el, who created all of this? So the Slonimus says, and the Slonimus Svarim says, Su'u meroi meinechem, lift your eyes up that they should become eyes that are himmeldike Augen. They should be heavenly eyes. Lift your eyes up. Don't look at things in a plain way. Sumeroy menechem. Lift your eyes up to make. It doesn't when you just read that pasuk in Navi. Sumer menechem is like you like to lift your eyes up to heaven. What is that? Lift your eyes up to look at the sky. Sumeroy menechem. The Svarim say means lift your eyes up to look at things the way the sky looks at things, meaning the way that the Baruch Hashem looks at things. Sumeroy menechem. We meet bara eila. And then you'll see who created all of this. In other words, when you look at something, like we were talking about last week, to look at the same cup of water, you can look at it with the eyes of Hashem. And when you do that, then you're doing what the Baal Shem is explaining. You're being Makasha, the Rochni, and the Gashmi. You're connecting and binding together the physical and the spiritual. A person has the ability to have Ein Hashem. Why? Because it says in Pasuk, V'nasati Mishkani B'Sarichim, I have placed my presence within you. Therefore, since my presence is within you, the nefesh of a Jew contains the kivyochel, the infinite soul of God. Therefore, you should know. You have the ability to look at things with my eyes. You could see things in a different way. You have a different way. You can have a different way of looking at things. Shekein, kishem sheesh to odam chush shariya gashmis, The same way that a person has a chush, a sense, he's able to see things physically. There's a bechin in ruchnias that's called seeing. There's a bechin in ruchnias that's called seeing. All of the physical senses. V'kasher ha'odam mekaven ledabek uliyached es achushim agashim mishaloi mebchinas ruchnias elu. And when a person concentrates and tries to join together his soul with Hashem's soul that's within him, and to use these spiritual organs to see things, the eyes to see things differently, and the ears to hear things in Hashem's way of hearing, then miskayim bari v'nisati mishkani b'sarichem, that will be the fulfillment of the pasuk here that we're talking about in Mechukaisai, that my soul is within your soul, I dwell within you. Sha'ashchina shoyra u'mi'ira b'sor kol inyon of hagashmiyam. My soul dwelling within your soul, the way to know that it's working and that you're living that way is that in everything that you do in life, in your life, it will be with my presence. Not just that I'm with you. Hashem is with us. Yeah, but it means more than that. It means everything you do in the world, in your life, will be from that perspective. That's also too cold a way. But from that way that I am, that's how you're going to do things. The way that I do things, that's how you're going to do things. And you're going to see everything from that perspective of Ruchnius. And you're going to hear everything from the perspective of my soul that's within your soul. And we could use the marshal. Okay, now, a marshal is always a marshal. It's very limited. But the king goes to live with this simple guy, right? So this guy's a poshut person. And the diburim in that house all the years are very poshut. Very poshut, the diburim. And the way that he looks at things in that house all of the years, very, 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 very plain, very simple. Him, his wife, whatever, a couple of kids, very, very poshut. The king moves in. The king lives there. Over time, being in the presence of the king, this simple guy, he's not dumb, he's just very simple. This simple guy, over time, starts to see things differently, nachat, starts to hear. Everything begins to change. Over time, he can't look at things the same way. He looks at things now with a sense of royalty, with a certain midah of royalty, of malchus. He's not the same person. That doesn't mean that he doesn't eat and drink and like he used to. It doesn't mean he has to throw out his whole six pack of beers that he's got in the fridge. He could continue to have his beers, but it just has a different taste. Everything has a different time. Le'sigal nafshi eschem, nesati mishkani b'soichichem. One second. Let's finish this Torah. So he says. And that will bring the fulfillment of the promise of this pasuk, which is an amazing bracha. Shashchina, which is Hashem's soul, nafshi, my soul in your soul. Lo sechala usevatel, will not destroy, and be mevatel, which is sigal. All the things that take place with your physical senses. Like I said, you could see in the world and hear and talk, whatever it is, be in the world. And you could be a kli through which my soul is expressed in your soul and be in the world. Not only that you can be in the world, you're the tachlis of creation that I put you davke into the world. for this purpose, of being able to look at things in a way of elokus, and to hear things and to speak, everything in a way of elokus, of getlichkeit, of godliness, everything in that way. You could hear, see, talk, everything, smell, in a way of ruchnius. Let's look at four. Again, I know you want to ask or say things, but it's better to finish and then we'll talk about it. So in four, he brings the lashon of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef there in Ksenis Pasim. There are the different senses that a person has of touching and hearing and smelling and everything. When a person designates all of the limbs and organs, all of his senses, and so on, to know that they are all extensions of the Evori Hashchina, the limbs and the organs, Kivyochel of Hashem. They're the Evorim of the Shechina. See, not like what the Rambam is saying, or going more into the Rambam. The Rambam says that the eyes of Hashem means that Hashem is watching you. It doesn't mean he has physical eyes. The Mekubalim is saying is that, no, your physical eyes are an extension, kivyochel, of Hashem's eyes. Or the physical embodiment, extension of kivyochel, the Baruch Shalom's eyes. Evari Hashchina. The limbs, the organs, kivyochel, of the Shechina. Azmaila kol ha-madregis. When a person knows this and understands this, then he's able to lift up all the madregis of his life. Everything that he does in his life, he can lift up. Kugon kol ha-diba shadiba kol ha-yomahu. All the words that he spoke that day. To think about that his mouth is a mishkan for the nefesh of Hashem, for the words, for the speech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Shechina medaberes b'toich gona, but it's really by every Jew. The Shechina spoke within the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the program. But that's by everybody. He was conscious of it in such a way, more than any other person. The Shechina speaks within the mouth of a person. Yikavin lahalas ayidei dibure torah v'atfilik shal yamahu. To lift up all the words that one speaks during the day with his words of Torah and his words of Tefillah, and to attach and to connect his koach of dibur with the dibur kivyochel of the Shechina. V'chein hariya, not just when he's learning Torah and davening, but through the learning, through the words of Torah and through the words of Tefillah, to influence and to affect and to uplift all the other words that he speaks. All the words that he speaks can be words of Torah. Like the tzaddikim, everything they said was Torah. The Sichas Chulin Shel Tamin Chacham. Every word that the Tzaddik says, every word is Torah. When he asks you, how are you doing? That could be a how are you doing without Hashem? Just, how are you doing? Or it could be a how are you doing with Hashem? With Kavanis of Hashem. The Shechina. It's the same exact words. But it could be words of Torah, it could be words that are empty. It's not words. It could be words of Torah. You could say somebody, have a good day. It could either be just like what anybody in the world says, have a good day, stam dibur ba'alma, a nice thing to say, or it could be a tefillah. It could be a hirotzen. You don't have to say hirotzen. You just, in the words, have a good day. It could be a tefillah. It could be that you're davening for the person, and you're saying to the person, a brocha. Demis. Everything is, it could be a very hashchina, every single thing that we do, seeing and speaking and hearing, everything, a very hashchina, very hashchina. This is the Baal Shem Tov, this is the life that the Baal Shem Tov was proposing that we live. This is the life the Baal Shem Tov was talking about. V'chein hariyah v'ashmiyah v'hiluch, the way that you hear, the way you walk, talk, everything. Yikavin l'halos l'kash agashim v'ruchni. O Baal Shem Tov l'atar b'chukai say, how are you at Gimbal? In the notes over there, the Baal Shem Tov didn't write any parish on Chumash. It's a collection of teachings of the Baal Shem. And there's some very good ha'oros there in the on the Baal Shem Tov's Torahs. Ha'isav al kach ubiyadav zanira ki k'may shegila Baal Shem Tov schus ilan shediburim shel Torah shebediburim shel Torah utfila efshel halas imam dvarim b'teilim ken gam b'riyah shel mitzvah yikav l'halas mashapogam b'riyah. The same way that when you're davening and learning, you could have in mind and you could ask Hashem to lift up all of the words that I spoke during this day. There are two things. B'shas ma'isav, when you're talking, every word that you're saying can be diburim of Torah and tefillah. And also that when you're davening and you're learning, you should have in mind when you begin to daven, you should have in mind when you're learning that all of these words of Torah and Tefillah should lift up the words that I said during the entire day, or will, that I will say during the entire day. Stam, the words, they should be able to affect and to influence and to lift up all of my diburim of the day. Because we can't always stay in that place of concentrating, so we try to have like a... and the scene is kayach, to give to the words that I'm going to speak through my tefillah this morning. All my words today should be words diburim of the Shechina. And all my thoughts should be thoughts of Torah. Even when I'm thinking about playing things, it should be filled with the Torah that I'm learning, and so on. Kein b'shmir, shel divrei Torah kedusha. When you see something, when you look at your tzitzis, you should have in mind everything that I look at, it helps. Everything that I look at today, or read somebody say, look at your tzitzis, Rebbe Shlomo help that everything that I look at today, I should see with your eyes, through the koch of tzitzis. All the tayag mitzvahs and all the ramach and the shasai of arm of a person, everything should be in a way of kedusha. And lahalas mashapogam beri Hashem, through my looking at the tzitzis, I should be zoicha to fix what I was poigim, what I damaged when I looked at things that I shouldn't have looked at. I should be able to look at things with your eyes, not to look at things the way that I looked at them. V'chein b'shmir, so divrei Torah kedusha mitzvah, yikavin lahalas kol ha-shmir shel ha-dvarim b'teilim shesham. And when you're hearing a Torah and you're hearing good things, you should have in mind that it should lift up all of the things that I heard of Dvar Metalim, the Narishkeit that I heard of, the things that I shouldn't have heard, Dvar Metalim, and things that were also. I should be zeichet to lift up. When you hear Torah, you should say, and you should think about Shalom, help me, that through these things that I'm listening of Kedusha, in other words, that I'm using your ears, help me to use your ears all day long. And to help also that this should fix the things that I heard that I shouldn't have heard today. When you're going to walk to shul, you're going to do a mitzvah, the walking should fix all of the walking that I did that was not the right to the right places. It was not the right way. All my halichas that was shleibim welcome mitzvah that I was poigem, all of the halichas that I should be able to fix all of my halichas of this day. These are kavanas pshutas, simple kavanas that every one of us can have. And through this, the Baal Shem HaKadosh, the Toldos explaining this, and the other tzaddikim explain what the Baal Shem is talking about is lakasha hagashim beruchni. That's the inyan of this pasuk of nesati mishkanim b'saychem leisigal nafshi eschem. Leisigal, not that Hashem's soul within the soul will be able to live comfortably, and will be able to give you the ability to look at things, to hear things, to do everything in a way that's different than stam, a human being, in a way of elokus, and it won't destroy you at all. L'sigal nafshi eschem. It's not going to mevatel your physical chushim and gashim. You live in the world. So over there, he brings underneath. So when a person is speaking Lashon Hara, I mean, someone's talking obviously in Lashon HaKadosh. In English, you're not using the 22 letters of the alphabet. You're just saying sounds that sound like the 22 letters of the alphabet. But when you're saying something in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKadosh, and it's Lashon Hara, means you're using the Oisius of Bereshis to say Lashon Hara. There were tzaddikim, you understand, who did not want people to use Lashon HaKadosh when talking things that are chol. There's a whole mimer of Lashon HaKadosh in Vayel Moshe from the Satmar Rebbe, where he goes very strong against that they speak Hebrew using Ivrit. Ivrit, which he felt to begin with, is a very terrible corruption of Lashon HaKadosh. And stam, to use Ivrit when you're talking about playing things or worse than playing things. So the Satmar Rebbe wrote a whole kuntris on Lashon HaKadosh about how, why is it the Jews, wherever they were, after the time of the Churban. I mean, originally, when we were on a higher Madrega, so we spoke Lashon HaKadosh. Of course, we spoke Lashon HaKadosh. But then over the years of Golas, it's not only because we were living in different places, but we adapted to different languages, and we began to speak Yiddish, and the Sfaradim spoke Ladino, and other things, and so on, to be able to, because we went down very, very, very much now in Madrega, in Avodas Hashem, and it would be a pagam to use Lashna Kodesh, to use the oisis of the olive base for terrible things. When we were on a high madrega, when we were speaking Lashna Kodesh, it's one thing. But when we were in Golas, amongst the nations, so Jews picked up all different languages, and even Jews, when we spoke amongst each other, we had a language that wasn't Lashna Kodesh. It had, of course, elements of Lashna Kodesh, like Ladino and Yiddish, but it wasn't Lashna Kodesh, because we were no longer on that exalted level that we could be so careful with how we're using the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. We're not in such a madrega anymore. So you have to be careful. Lashna Kodesh is Lashna Kodesh. So, you know, what are you saying with the 22? How are you using the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis? You know, it's a chashuva thing. So he says, the Talda says, when you're speaking Lashon Hara, you're using the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. And when you're saying Dvarim B'Teilim, so it's not Lashon Hara, you're saying Stam, Dvarim B'Teilim, Nairishkei. V'achakach lo'im b'dim chabez oisiyas. So this is the kavanah that you could have. All of us are guilty of this, using the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis inappropriately. So then when you're davening, when you're learning, you should ask Hashem to help, that through these 22 letters of the Aleph Beis that I'm now using in my Torah, in my tefillah, in my learning, and in my davening, I should lift up the letters of the Aleph Beis that I brought down through my Lashon Hara Dvarim B'Teilim. As I mal oisis shel Dvarim B'Teilim l'mala. It's harder to lift up the oisis of Lashon Hara. The Dvarim B'Teilim are not so hard to lift up. Stam Dvarim B'Teilim, you know, talking about nothing. Nairishkeit. So Stam Dvarim B'Teilim are easier to lift up than Dvarim than Dibur Masum, the Lashon Hara. But Sof Kosof, when you're learning, when you're davening, you could have in mind that through these 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, I should lift up the oisis of the Aleph Beis that I messed up when I was talking about stuff. I should be able to lift up those letters. 5. Ki Hashchina Nikus Eish Oichla. Now, why am I worried that V'nasati Mishkani B'Seichem? Why am I worried that the Shechina, this Hashem's soul, living within my soul, will destroy me? Why am I worried that will destroy me? Because Hashchina Nikus Eish Oichla. So the Talmud explains what his Rebbe, what the Baal Shem said, because the Shechina is an Eish Oichla. The Shechina is a fire. The Shechina is a consuming fire, like when you're kashering something. The Shechina is a fire. Hamachal ha'kol kishe'ene v'yichud l'mayla. The king's presence can destroy you. I mean, it's the whole thing. There has to be a tzimtzum. The king has to restrain himself, and he has to hold back his light. The presence of the Shechina can destroy a person. So the king moves into the house of this pasha, the person. It could destroy him. It could completely destroy his life, and it could really even turn him into a madman, into a lunatic. The presence of the Shechina. So Hashem Baruch is saying to us, this is what the Ramban, this is what the Baal Shem is explaining to the Ramban, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, "V'lo yisigal nafshi eschem," it's going to be okay. Ki Hashechina nikus eish oichla, hamechala hakol kishe'ine v'yichu l'mayla. The same way by Hagolas Kalim, that it burns out anything that's chametzdik, anything that's tarfis, it burns it out. So burning is scary. You can get burnt. Hashem is an Eish Ochla. Hashem is a consuming fire. And it's scary. Like, what is that going to mean? Hashem's soul within my soul. How is that going to affect my life? That's going to consume me. It's going to burn me up. I'm not going to be able to be a normal person. Klemer, Hashchina hi ha'or Eloki ha'metzumtzum ha'shechin ha'pal b'sach ha'bri ha'gashmiz. The Shechina is the limited, constricted light of Hashem within creation. That's the Shechina. That's what the Shechina means. That's memalik olam, that I fill all worlds. וכשבחינה זו אינה מיוחדת עם שורש העליון, היינו שאדם אינו מחבר מיחדת פעולה יסוד בניינם גשמיה, מדרגה שכינה, עם שורש מרוח למעלה, if a person does not live according to this program that the Ramban Baal Shem Tov are revealing to us, and he is oblivious, he wants to live in a way that's oblivious of the Shechina that's within him. Pulosa shel Shechina hibayfin shel din. That's when the Shechina can end up hurting you, so to speak. It could bring upon you dinim. If you separate yourself from the soul of God that's within you, then that could be a source of difficulties and sorrows and dinim. If you connect to me and you live in this way of nefesh benefesh, right? That's what we're talking about. If you live in this way of nefesh benefesh, so then it'll be gevaldig. Then there won't be dinim, everything will be ach tov v'chesed. But if you ignore me, then my presence within you can cause damage. Nachon. Now, is your worry that my presence within you is going to mess you up? Not if you live according to the program. It's going to be great. If you live according to this program, the original nefesh benefesh, right? If you live according to this nefesh benefesh, so then Hashem says it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Life will be good. We're going to connect. My eyes, my ears, your eyes, your ears, it's going to be great. If you choose to ignore me, because I'm placing this within you, if you choose to ignore this and live in a way that's oblivious of my soul within your soul, that's going to cause problems. Not the other way. Then you're going to have aggravation. Then there's the teichicha stuff. If you ignore me, then there's going to be problems. Then it's a fire that could be a fire. Not by living with me. By ignoring me, there'll be a fire. You live with me, there'll be a fire. There'll be a fire of davening and learning. There'll be a fire of simcha. There'll be a fire of all the good stuff. If you ignore me, there could be other fires. Avdinim. Ubos men exeris bilti ritsuyas. Then it could be the stuff in the teichah, the bad stuff. If you ignore me, there are other kinds of fires. The fire of Avodas Hashem, or the fire. I am a consuming fire, Hashem says. Either it's in a way that's a bracha, or it's in a way that's a klal. That's the choice. The fire will either be a fire of bracha that will bring everything up in your life to everything in your life will be brought up to mamish, the highest place, or my presence within you could be a fire that destroys you, like Jews that are walking around without any Yiddishkeit, but except for the guilt and the misery of being Jews. It's on a very basic level, you can see how the fire of God's presence within them is just destroying them. Not before you even get to inyanim of scary stuff like punishments, amida keneged amida, all that stuff. Just the fact that I'm a Jew is making me miserable. Being a Jew could be the greatest bracha in your life, and Hashem is a consuming fire. Or it could be the greatest source of misery in your life. The Metzius is that Hashem's soul lives within our soul. Nefesh benefesh. B'nesati mishkanim b'sechem. What that does to you, the talui b'cha. How my soul within your soul affects your life, that's up to you. If you connect to me, if you understand this, and you live this way, it's going to be great. And it's not going to take away your life. You'll be able to live. Eat, drink, have fun. Everything's fine. If you ignore me, it's going to be bad. Bad, mitzad the inyanim in the teichacha, those the bad things in the teichacha, and it'll be bad because you still have me within you. And it's really, really hard for a Jew to carry the Shechina within him without Torah mitzvahs. That just makes life and being who you are something which is a source of misery as opposed to a source of unbelievable bracha. Yes, David.
So when the rabbi said the words, you could ride your snowmobile, but do it in a kosher way. You could have a beer, but do it in a kosher way. That seemed to answer the question. Why don't I say it in a positive way and I love you? Why say it in a negative way that I won't loathe you? Is that the answer? Because you could do it, but don't do it in a sinful way. So I can't go and give you my total bracha. Sure, go do as you want. I have to say it in a way that still has Yiras HaShemayim in it.
No,
is that why we're saying
no, I don't think so. I think that the way the Ramban's explaining, the Baal Shem is learning the Ramban, is that this is completely a positive bracha. Maybe what you're helping with us with is to say, why was it worded in such a way? That is, why was it worded in such a way that, but now, in the, and maybe there's something to what you're saying, but in the bigger picture of what the Ramban is saying to us, which is a sod, which is a secret, is that, that to say that I will dwell within you, I will dwell within you, and that will be something that will not in any way take away your life, it will only give you life, that's completely the deepest, most remarkable bracha of all. But maybe since it has this condition of Yiras HaShemayim, maybe what you're saying is helpful to explain why was it written in such a way. That could be. Yechol
Yot. Rabbi Miller put it in he asked the question, he goes, it says, if you do my mitzvahs, I won't do to you like I did to the Mitzri. He said, why are you using such a harsh language?
Yeah.
He says, because you need to remember the harsh language. That's the reality. He says, why do you say to the Kohen Gadol, if you don't follow my ways, you will surely, otherwise you will surely die. You have to threaten him like that? He says, it's a reality that you need Yiras HaShemayim. Just out of love,
That's all true. It's 100% true.
So I was wondering if it's the same thing, why he's using such a harsh language. To remind you could do it, but just remember, you can't sin. And that's why when the rabbi said, you could snowmobile, but don't sin. So I was wondering if that's reason why he could never say it.
Okay.
Without Yiras HaShemayim, it's not going to work.
Beseder, good. Okay. Yeah. Maisha.
This would imply that if a person was going to be able to have...
Talk louder.
This would imply that if a person had sustainable God consciousness, which you could never do anything wrong ever again. You can't. Because if you're so aware of the malchus of the Rebbeinu or within you, then you're done. I mean, you're good. You're done in a very...
The Rebbe Abzush, you're hiding under the blanket. Maidani lefanacha, you can't get up. How could I... But then in the end, the Rebbe Abzush, you did get up.
No, I'm saying done in a good way.
In a good way, yeah. Hashem wants us to be healthy and normal. The pasuk is saying, "V'nisatim mishkanim b'seichem v'leisegal nafshi eschem." I want you to be healthy and normal, and go about life, to live in a healthy, normal way. I said on the shir and the chabur that I was in a chasna recently, where I don't know if I mentioned it here, but I was in a chasna recently, and there was a young guy that was he's I don't know if he has smicha, but he calls himself rabbi. And he was part of that family of the wedding party, and they gave him the kibbutz to be Masada Kedushin. It was the first time he ever did that, to marry off a couple. And he was making a couple of mistakes. Nothing that would mean that it would be an Ashes issue, you know what I mean? But there needed to be, he was like following some notes, and it was a little bit scary, the whole thing. It was scary. But okay, you gotta start someplace, right? That's I remember when I started that, it's terrifying. That's scary. So that's not the problem. That's, you're entitled to being scared. That's fine. That's good. Yeah. But what was wrong, what bothered me was that, so he was, this was his own mishpacha. So he was Masada Kedushin, and he's standing under the chuppah. Now, the girl, the kala, the very modern couple. So the kala was wearing a dress that wasn't Sarish Nirdik, you understand? So she's just wearing such a dress like this. So under the chuppah, in front of 1,000 people, this 28-year-old Masada Kedushin, he holds the kais and he stands like this to the chasna kala. I wanted to go up there and to give him a whack in the head. Every single tzaddik in Ish Kaddish would be able to be Masada Kedushin. It says in the Pesukim what to do. You put your eyes down a little bit. He turns his like this to the chasna kala. Where is a terrible pagam, because the Sfarim say that you have to mamish face the chasna kala. He turns like this to the Olam to make a point that he's not looking at this Kala, which is his own Mishpach, by the way. I don't know how this played out later on, but What are you doing? The Baruch Shalom is saying, could you be normal? Could you be a normal mensch? Just to be a healthy, normal person. Sometimes, there's a gzeira that in every single yeshiva in the world, there's got to be at least one nut. You know what I'm talking about? And every yeshiva got like this. There's always like one very frum, but nut. At least one. Usually there's more than a minion, but depending upon the size of the yeshiva, but at least one. And then if you just stand on the street corner in Yerushalayim, Shmuel, go over there. But stand at any corner of Yerushalayim in the street just for 15 minutes and just watch what walks by. And there's zikha going to be some absolute lunatic that's walking by with his sitzes cleaning the street, on the floor his sitzes, and his glasses like this, and his hat like that, and his pay is like this, and his vase. A whole surah of something that Hashem says, I love you, but it's not what I had in mind. This is not what I had in mind. You know, I really, really meant to have like healthy, normal people. Healthy, normal people. Or some guy in yeshiva. There was this guy, such a collection, but there was this one guy. Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema, 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 Shema. Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hashem HaKadosh, Hashem HaKadosh, Hashem HaKadosh, Hashem HaKadosh, Hashem's name. Shema, 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 Shema. Were there Kalim, Tzibroch and a Kalim? How were they Tzibroch when they came in? Did they become Tzibroch? I don't know. But Tzibroch and a Kalim. That the Yiddishkeit somehow was a fire that destroyed them. Very often it's not just a matter of a person having some machla, that there are people whose Yiddishkeit makes them to abnormal people. I'm not saying that you have where a person stam is abnormal, and Hashem Yirachim, but then you have a person where the Yiddishkeit makes him to something that's abnormal. It could be 98 degrees out and humid, and there's some guy that became yeshivish a week before, you know what I mean? He's like he comes to the most modern film. Now he became yeshivish, and he's walking around like I see, like in a jacket with his necktie and a hat and the stroller. His Yiddishkeit is not healthy. The Baruch Shalom says to him, "Why do you take your jacket off? You know, what's the matter with you?" So he doesn't know. So he said he thinks that this is the only way that he represents something, and what happens is the person could begin to be destroyed by his Yiddishkeit. The Baruch Shalom never had that in mind. The Baruch Shalom had Yiddishkeit should be gewaldig. So and if you ask him, he says, no, I really enjoy this. I really enjoy this. It's a machai. I come from Miami, you know. I love this. So he's wearing his necktie like this, and he's like that, and. I mamish enjoy this. Do you believe that this is what God had in mind when he gave the Torah and he said, Nachesham lekecha, that you should be walking around in 98 degrees and it's humid and pushing a stroller and feeling like you're going to die and your kid's going to be left here in the street by himself or something? What's the matter with you? You just be normal.
It's the idea of the sneh, really. Hashem chose the sneh. Just talk to Moshe. Yeah. Sneh bo'ev v'enenu ukal. That even if you...
Nachem, v'enenu ukal. My fire, very good. My fire within you doesn't consume you. It doesn't eat up your life. It doesn't make you into Michigan. It doesn't destroy you. To learn, to daven, to keep mitzvahs, and to be a normal person. That's a big bracha, no? That's a big bracha. Well, Hashem shall help us. We should all be normal. We'll continue that. Not all, but a significant percentage.
Tell us, those guys
were born with kapatas and dekishas. I'm talking about some kid from Hafter, where they're trying to be from. It's like,